I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe on our Sense of Place series in Memphis. While in Memphis, we had a chance to talk to Kevin Kern, who works at Graceland, about the historic property and Elvis Presley's time there.
Graceland is a time capsule of Elvis Presley's life, but also Memphis is a part of the music movement. Memphis was the epicenter of rock and soul and rockabilly, and it's truly the shot heard around the world in terms of the music revolution that started with Elvis Presley in July of 1954 with That's All Right. And you know, we have Elvis Presley to thank for that, Sam Phillips, but also a couple of other artists in this recorded Sun Studio, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Shirley Lewis, Roy Orbison, all part of a big movement of music that came out right out of Memphis. But this home, you know, that career and those songs allowed Elvis Presley to buy this famous Memphis mansion. And today it's the King's Castle, Graceland.
Absolutely. Tell me, what changes at Graceland? We've talked to people who've been here years and years ago and keep coming back. I mean, a lot of it has to do with Elvis's aura, in a way, if one can talk about that. But what changes at Graceland?
Well, everything for the most part is the same as it was when Elvis Presley passed in August of 1977. The home itself really hasn't changed. There's been a few modifications, obviously, to make way for tours, but, you know, no elevator has been installed. But we give people a great authentic experience of walking through the same front door that Elvis Presley carried Priscilla over the threshold, that same front door that they carried a young Lisa Marie through when they brought her home from the hospital. And you really feel like you're at a home. It's not like other historic homes where you feel like you can't sit down. You almost feel like you could sit down on the furniture at Graceland and be okay if you did. And it's a time capsule of an era that many Americans lived, and it's a life that many people lived with shag carpet and white furnishings. And when you look inside, it is the classic quintessential 50s, 60s, 70s household.
One of the things that's going on now is an exhibit on Lisa Marie's years here. When do they span?
We have a great new exhibit called Elvis Through His Daughter's Eyes that Lisa Marie Presley was very involved in with producing. And it's a two-year exhibition here that opened on her birthday in February of this year, and one for 2 years. And it really explores her relationship with her father then and now, her life at Graceland. There's a very unique segment where we kind of cover her nursery upstairs at Graceland, where we had the wallpaper recreated, but brought some of the things down that kind of give people an idea. And she talks about a chair that her father would sit in and watch television. She would be asleep, yet she would wake up to find him sitting in the chair watching television. And then as we fast forward today, she has her own music career. She has her own causes that she supports. Her father was very philanthropic during his lifetime, supporting a variety of charities. And she carries that Presley torch today, so we cover that in the exhibition as well. And it really is an intimate look at their life together and her life today and how her father has influenced her.
Well, speaking of her new work, she on the cover of her latest album, she has pictured in woods that are near here. What is the story of those woods? They were not part of Graceland to begin with?
Well, they were adjacent to Graceland, and it was kind of an off-limits area to her because as you look around us, we've got these four walls that span around 13 acres. And just on the other side was private property. And Elvis said one of the biggest mistakes that he ever made was not buying more land. So in the woods, which she was forbidden to play in, is where sometimes fans would climb trees to peer over the fence to see if they could catch a glimpse of Elvis on the front lawn or going through the front door in the pool. But, you know, those woods were forbidden, but she'd love to go back there because she could get away, but she would be back there and might occasionally see a fan up in a tree or find somebody's, empty Coke can out there that they'd taken with them. It's really for her. It was kind of going back to her roots and who she was as a child and kind of reliving part of the past while looking to the future with a great new album that she's just put out.
What was this area like when Graceland was built? Because now Highway 51 is all built up and it's Elvis Presley Boulevard, but it certainly wasn't that then.
Exactly. Graceland was originally a part of a 600-acre farm owned by the Moore family here in town, and eventually Ruth Moore was given this property to build this home by her Aunt Grace. hence the name Graceland. It's most folks think it was named after Elvis's mother, not the case. Her name is Gladys, but Grace Moore, and Elvis didn't feel a need to change the name. This was an iconic home. It was out in the country. At the time, before Graceland, Elvis lived in a neighborhood, in the Audubon neighborhood of East Memphis, and he was next door neighbors just like you and I, and all of these girls would come up to the front door and knock on the door and ask to see Elvis, and Elvis's mother, sometimes lonely for the company, would actually make lemonade and cookies and give them to the girls and wouldn't discourage them from stopping by. And the neighbors got very irritated and said, you know what, we've all gone in together, we want to buy your house, please move, Elvis Presley. Well, that angered Elvis, and he says, I'm the only one who actually owns my house outright. How about I buy all of your houses and you guys move? Well, the end solution was this home behind us, and that's Graceland. Was out in the country. This was a two-lane road, Highway 51, just on the outskirts of Memphis on the way to Elvis Presley's native Mississippi. And it was very quiet. But as the suburbs came up over the years, Elvis had neighbors on the other side across the street, which had just been a dirt field, became a strip mall, and it became urban sprawl, as you say. And things have definitely changed. But today, this is an active, vibrant part of the Memphis community, a very large middle class population, and you know, a lot of visitors pass by Graceland each day, and over 200,000 plus folks pass by on their way to work as well. So it's a very busy spot, and it's a center of commerce for the city of Memphis, because tourism grew out of the opening of Graceland in 1982, and this year we're celebrating 30 years of tourism. We just welcomed our 18 millionth visitor through that front door.
Wow. It's funny, we're outside here, and it's despite the highway, it's really peaceful.
It is. You don't feel like you're in the city. We're surrounded by 1.2 million people, but when you're on the 13 acres at Graceland, you forget that there's an international airport just around the corner, and there's a busy street down there. You know, this home, you can really feel why Elvis Presley made this home, why he didn't live in Hollywood full time. You know, there's a stable out back with horses that really makes you feel like you can escape from the realities of the city around you.
So that kind of leads me to ask you if you have a favorite, you've spent a lot of time here, if you have a favorite spot on the grounds or a favorite spot in the house.
Oh gosh, it's so hard to say. I honestly, for whatever reason, love the kitchen, because it really reminds me of my kitchen growing up. And I think that's what a lot of people feel when they take the tour. They can identify with their own homes, and they can see that Elvis Presley was just like me. And celebrities today are just like the rest of us. We're all human. And when you visit Graceland, you get a sneak peek inside the life of the Presley family, and you learn that we're all just the same.
We've talked to a lot of people who have been through Graceland for the first time, and many of them have a similar reaction, and it kind of plays off what you just said, is that the scale of Graceland is not, it's not a castle.
Right.
It feels like a home.
Right. You know, Graceland is the original crib. 17,000 square feet still isn't a bad amount of square footage for a home, but it's not the considered modest today. It was quite grand for the time in 1957 for a kid in his 20s to own a home like this in Memphis was beyond belief, and this was very much so a home that Elvis lived here for 20 years until his passing in 1977, and it meant something to him. And this was his place to come home and relax. It really was home. It wasn't just a house, it was home.
Thanks to Kevin Kern from Graceland. As he mentioned, Graceland was where Elvis spent his time with his family. Last year, Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, came by the World Cafe with her third album called Storm and Grace. And I asked her if she felt a lot of pressure from the Elvis legacy when she launched her music career in 2003, and whether she felt her new album was a large departure from that earlier work.
No, I think that when I first started, I was a little bit shadow boxing because I knew I was up against so much. I was just trying to be a singer-songwriter, basically, and I don't think anybody quite knew how to market me or where to put me, and the label was trying to push me in top 40, and I'd never belong there, and it was always me trying to find my way. I kind of just bumbled through it, and probably did things intentionally not to sound like anything anyone expected of me. Hmm. So, and I think once I got that out of my system, and I was just permitted to be whoever I am and figure out really where my heart was and where my voice should lie, what bed it should lie in, it just happened naturally. It wasn't pre-thought at all. I just kind of naturally fell into this place.
When did you decide you wanted to do this? What age were you when you first?
I was always in the in the mirror with some kind of a contraption as a microphone, at like 3 or 4,
Wow. Well, here's something I'm interested in. You grew up in Southern California with your mom since you were not too old, right? And I'm interested, what was the differences between the music played in your house in Memphis and played in L.A.? What was she into?
I listened to a lot of, I was back and forth a lot, and I think I heard a lot of 70s, singer-songwriter 70s material, which I always am kind of keen on. I love, the singer-songwriters of, Linda Ronstadt and Jim, Gordon Lightfoot and all those people.
Did you have a punk moment?
Bee Gees. Not until I became friends with Johnny Ramone, actually. He became a really good friend, and he was, he made me, learn all about the Ramones, and then I figured it out.
And would your dad play you things from other artists? Would there be things that he was really into?
More I would hear him. I didn't hear a lot of other music. I mean, I would hear him singing a lot of other people's songs,
right.
Gospel, things like that.
The cover of this new album, Storm and Grace, is in a forest, which I understand is right next to Graceland. Was it always part of Graceland, or?
That's right. No, it was at one point there's a fence dividing these woods that were not part of Graceland itself. It was a church property, so it was public access. Anybody could go there. So I was never allowed to go over there.
Oh, right.
When I was a child. And then as things progressed and things changed, that became part of the property. So then now I could go in the forest. So we shot it there.
What's it like for you to go to Graceland now, because it's such a public space and it was your private space?
Well, I just feel fortunate that I can have something capsulized the way it is. I think anybody, I appreciate that I can have that part of my life always stay the same. I mean, I think that's really something that I think a lot of people would love to have, Your childhood home sort of kept exactly the way it was, So I really, it's heartwarming.
Lisa Marie Presley, our guest, and what do you want to finish up with?
I think we're going to finish up with Storm of Nails, which I also wrote with Ed Harcourt. This way. You've always
Not everyone has felt quite as at home at Graceland as Lisa Marie Presley. Robert Gordon, author of It Came from Memphis, talks about the time he got kicked out of the estate for asking too many questions.
I was on a magazine assignment for Spin magazine, and I don't know, it was like take a tour of Graceland or something. And we got to about the three-quarter point, and we were in the room where they talked about his death. And so she said, you know, he died from a heart attack or something. I was like, so you're in a group at that time. It's not it's docents. And I said, why do you say he died of a heart attack? You know, he had all those drugs in him. She said, well, his heart stopped beating. I was like, yeah, well, when you die, your heart stops beating. And the group wandered away, and me and her were left talking. And out of nowhere, a panel in the wall opened. Two goons stepped out, and I was shuttled out and dumped in the meditation garden to ponder my sins.
Robert Gordon, about a fateful tour of Graceland. Coming up, we're going to hear some more songs recorded at Sun Studios, but not from back in the day, from present day, and from U2 as well. All coming up. We get right back here to the World Cafe.